It's amazing how the order of the laning, which is not biblical, but nonetheless it's of ancient custom, and it seems that it was set up Ruach HaKodesh because somehow, the order of the parshas that we hit always somehow cross over with the Yomim Tovim, or address an issue that we have following the Yomim Tovim. Right? Parshas Noso is in most years, right, what we read right after Shavuos, and we will show how it comes to address the obvious problem. What is the obvious problem we have from after Shavuos? Where do we go from here? Ma'amad Har Sinai was the greatest Gilui Elokus, revelation of divinity, that there ever was in history and ever will be. Even in the days of Mashiach, there will be nothing like Ma'amad Har Sinai. The only thing that will get to and surpass Ma'amad Har Sinai is Olam Haba itself, which hasn't happened yet. When, Tzadikim Yoshvim, La'atrosem Baroshem, V'nenim Meziv Hashchina, in the next world, after the resurrection, when we just stand in front of the divine or, that's the only thing that's going to come, that's going to be on par and surpass Ma'amad Har Sinai. But in the 6,000 years of Olam Hazeh, there will never be anything of that magnitude, such divine. Even in the days of Mashiach, there won't be any such revelation like there was at Har Sinai. Of course, the necessity of having such a climatic, such a climax of a revelation is what gives us the absolute certainty that Judaism is not a matter of speculation. Judaism wasn't made up by someone. We saw clearly at Har Sinai who Moshe Rabbeinu represents. There's the Medrash says, the Medrash in Shir HaShirim on the Pasuk, Shuvi Shuvi Ashulamis, Shuvi Shuvi V'nechzeh Bacham Shulamis, refers to Knesset Yisrael. Let's take a look at you. That refers to the Goyim. They try to entice us to buy in to their religions, and to buy into their culture. And the response is, Ma techazu bashulamis kimacholas hamachanayim. You want to take a look at Klai, at the shulamis kimacholas hamachanayim. Show me the dance of the two camps. The dance of two camps was Am Yisrael and the Malachi Ashores. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down Har Sinai with thousands and thousands of angels who carried the banners. As the Medrash says, we say to the Goyim, if you could show me something like Ma'amad Har Sinai, K'mecholas HaMachanayim, when our camp danced with the camp of the Malachim, then we'll talk. So that was definitely a necessary event at the beginning of our religion to show that our religion is not a matter of speculation, it's empirical truth, right? But on the other hand, we have a different problem. So it started off with a big bang, right? Literally, where do we go from here? You're supposed to, after the start, climb higher, right? And it seems that it doesn't get better than the way it started off. So that's what the Parshas Noso, comes to address in the end. We'll show in a second. But first, I want to share with you a chazal that I'm sure everyone knows. On the pasuk Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe Morosha Kehilas Yaakov, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu through Moshe. Right? We were commanded to keep the Torah as an inheritance onto the congregation of Jacob. Right, Moshe Rabbeinu commanded us. Morosha Kehilas Yaakov. So Chazal say, Al Tikrei Morosha Ela Ma'orasa. Right, like betrothed. That Ma'amad Har Sinai, in effect, married us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? And by the way, that's also there's another lashon in the Midrashim that says that Moshe Rabbeinu's breaking of the luchos when he saw us sin with the golden calf was that he made a cheshbon like this. For us, idolatry is, it's even Bnei Noach are mitzvah on idolatry, but for us, it's extra severe because we're like married to God, right? And idolatry, therefore, is also like adultery. We're cheating on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Moshe Rabbeinu breaks the luchos as it were to undo what was said at Sinai. The luchos bear the Ten Commandments, right? Bear the Aseres Adibros. He breaks the luchos. It's as if we never got the ring. It's as if we're never really married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore the sin of idolatry is less. Mutav, in the Lashon Chazal, Mutav shiyadunu kepnuya val yadunu ke'eshes ish. Right, let Am Yisrael have a din of a single woman, vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not like as a married woman. As where the break of luchos was to undo, as well what happened at Sinai, it's as if we never got the ring, and we're still single. So therefore, going with the golden calf is less severe, right? But I'll call upon him, you know, what the Losh of Chazal is that Mamet Ar Sinai was Morosha Tikrim Rosha Ela Morosha, and that's what the Luchas were, the ring on the finger, right? So we know that there's two stages in getting married, you know, in Halacha. Once upon a time, they used to do them almost a year apart, or however much apart they wanted to. In our day and age, it's all done, but we're doing two different legal activities, you know, on a wedding day. One is Erusin, and the other one is Nisuin, right? That's the function of the chuppah. Now, these are two separate acquisitions that the husband makes in a wife. Now, to halachically, right, you know, as an example, you know, a Kohen, you know, he's the Torah permitted him to become tamei by the levaya of his own wife, but not anyone that was technically his wife. Kim l'she'ero ha'krova elav, that's be his wife that he was intimate with. So what's the halacha? Only if she had chuppah, right? In the olden days, they used to sometimes do the erusin, the betrothal. It's translated betrothal, but it's a real marriage. It's eshesish mamish. Right, so do the erusin, you know, and do the nisuin whenever they were ready, you know, because nisuin is when they get intimate, they go into the chuppah together, and then they start living together. Sometimes it takes time to set up home, right? Torah tziva lanu moshe, morosha atukim morosha ela morosa, that really Mamad Har Sinai made erusin. Now, so now let's think about that. You know, erusin, what's another word for erusin? Kiddushin. Why is it called kiddushin? So the Gemara in the Kiddushin, right at the beginning, says, "The asar lo al kuli alma kehegdish," with the kesef shtar or bia, which just makes Kiddushin. Right, we'll talk about kesef and shtar. Bia is a little bit more complicated. Right, it makes her asar on the rest of the world as if she's a piece of hegdish. That's asar to anyone but, you know, the kohanim. Right, so she becomes asar kuli alma kehegdish. There's nothing in that about being intimate with him. Right, because they're not allowed to live together until after she has the brachas under the chuppah, kala below bracha asura kenida. Right, until they've done the brachas under the chuppah, even he who did kiddush on her is not allowed to live with her. Right, he's not the same severity as a strange man living with her, but they're not intimate yet. Nisuin, right, makes that intimacy, right, and then, you know, every couple is allowed to live together, right? And has other halakhic ramifications, like, you know, that's the type of intimacy that now the Kohen could go to her levi, if God forbid she dies. Mamad Har Sinai was Morosha, Altakur Morosha, Ella Morosha. Mamad Har Sinai definitely separated us from the nations of the world. We're now the nation of Torah, and the rest of the world, you know, the nations are not. We were separated to be gods alone. And like we said, we became, you know, separated from, you know, the rest of humanity, like Kiddushin makes her like Kehegdesh against versus all the other men in the world. We became Mamleches Kohanim V'goy Kadosh, and now we can't intermingle with the other nations anymore. Doesn't mean we're intimate with God. Right? Just the opposite. Mamad Har Sinai was so awesome and so scary. Parcha Nishmasan, they expired, they couldn't handle. They were begging Moshe Rabbeinu to get in the middle, Dabar Atah V'Nishma, V'Yidabar Manu Elkin Penomos. They were begging Moshe Rabbeinu to get involved in the middle. They couldn't handle it. So on the one hand, there was the tremendous, you know, divine revelation that separated us from the rest of the world, but it wasn't a divine revelation that we were blown away by it, but blown away by it, not integrated with it. And that's what Erusin is versus then Nisuin. Right, it definitely separated us from the rest of the world, right, and made us a separate nation, right, but that's not an experience we're able to handle. We're begging Moshe Rabbeinu to get in the middle. Now, here's an interesting halacha. You notice it's evident from the psukim. Strange idea, but it's the halacha. A nara morasa, a woman only had erusin and not nisuin, who, you know, cheats on her husband. What's the penalty? What? Skila. Stoning. Now, here's the interesting irony. And that's when they never lived together, right? They had erusin, right? And then she gets skila. What happens if they had nisuin? Chenek. The adulterer gets a discount, right? And he gets a lower, right? He gets a lower form of death, right? Goes from skila, the highest form of death, to chenek, which, according to a wee pasket, is the most lenient type of death, right? So it's an interesting irony that Nisuin makes her more intimate with her husband, right? But as it were, the penalty that it carries is less, right? Because sometimes a smaller light is not blinding. A smaller light is pleasurable and is able to be integrated. And that's, you know, when in Kabbalah, we call this the difference between Or Makif, surrounding light, and Or Panimi, an internal light. It could be a powerful, you know, light that doesn't fit into vessels. That's why it's called surrounding light. Pours over. But what pours over is of great power, but not able to be integrated. Right? And then there's the light, the Or Panimi, the light that fills in and you could be integrated with. You could absorb it. It's absorbable. You can internalize it. So the light that's internalized is of lesser intensity than the light that's too big for the Kalim to absorb. Right? Ma'amad Har Sinai in its full intensity was Or Makif. Right? It was a surrounding light. It definitely went around us, cutting us off from all the other nations of the world. Right? It was like that grand revelation that permanently put us on a different plateau. Goy Kadosh. Da'asal al kol yama kehegdesh. Right? It wasn't what we could integrate. As the story itself says, they begged Moshe Rabbeinu to step in between. Right? In Parshas Naso, what do we read about? We talk about the common thread through everything that goes through Parshas Naso is the idea that Kedusha becomes integrated within the human being. Right? Whether it's the idea of Nazir, that a man could now declare himself holy. Right? He could make himself holy. Right? The Kedusha becomes internalized. Right? Whether it's the idea of the Chanukah Sabbais, which takes up most of the Parsha, and this already is a Ramban that shows parallels between the Halach of Hakbola, keeping away from the mountain, because it was too awesome, keep away from the mountain during Matan Torah, right? And the Halachas of Mora HaMikdash, I have to treat the Mikdash with awe, and you know, Kohanim could go further than regular Jews, etc., etc. Kohen Gadol could go where no other Kohen could go. Sort of paralleled by Ma'amad Har Sinai, where Moshe could go, where Aaron, Nadav, and Avihu could go, where the Shin Kanim could reach. Right? There's definitely a parallel. But here's the interesting difference.
Sotah.
Right? Well, we'll get to Sotah in a second, but you're on the right track. You got it. Right? You figured the whole thing out. Right? It's an interesting thing. Interesting halacha. Right? Right, Ma'amad Har Sinai, like we said, the greatest revelation there ever was in history. Like we said, in Olam Hazeh, till we reach Olam Abba Mamish, in the old days, when Moshe Kli Masriach, there won't be another revelation like that ever. Right? Beis HaMikdash, which is pretty awesome, but nothing like what we read about by Ma'amad Har Sinai. Right? So what's the halacha? Can you go up to Har HaBayis? God forbid, the Kedusha there is permanent. Right? You can't go up to Har HaBayis, right, Bismarck? But if we would know where the real Har Sinai is, which we don't, you know, when I take you on those tours, it's somewhere in Saudi Arabia or something like that. I mean, no, really, it's not. But if we would know where the real Har Sinai is, right, you're allowed to go up there, no problem, even though it had the greatest revelation divinity ever. Why? Because that Kedusha that was revealed in Har Sinai was too awesome to be internalized. It was too big for the Kalim of Olam Hazeh to absorb. So that's why it came and it went. It had its effect of separating us from the other worlds. It was Or Makif, a surrounding light that built a ring around us that separated us from the rest of the world. But it's not Kedusha. It was too big to be absorbed. The Kedusha of the Mishkan that we read about in this week's Parsha and subsequently its permanent home is on Har HaBayis. That's Kedusha that gets absorbed and gets internalized. And that's what the idea of Chanukah Sabayis is, to inaugurate. Says the Sfas Emes, inauguration is chinuch, like education, is to put the Or into the Kli, says the Sfas Emes, to internalize the light. Just like when you educate, you teach Chanuch Lanar Alpi Darko, you have to teach him, be mechanechim, in a way that he could contain and integrate. And that's why Gam Ki Yazkin Lo Yasum Imeni, when he grows old, he'll never deviate, because you taught him Torah in a way that it's internalized. That's why if Chanuch Lanar Alpi Darko, Gam Ki Yazkin Lo Yasum Imena, someone should remind others that that's the idea of education, right? To make it that the idea is integrated and one, and that's what Chanukah Sabayis is also. Right? The Kedusha of the Mishkan is the aspect of Sinai that gets absorbed. It's in the bias. To go into the bias is Nisuin. Right? Chuppah is Machniso Toch Beso. He eternalizes his wife. You know, that's the idea of Chuppah is he brings her into his bias, the Rishus. So it's like Sinai is like Erusin. The Mishkan is Nisuin. Right? Machniso Toch Beito. Right? And that's why there's the internalization. And that's why it's definitely parallel to happen at Mamre Har Sinai, but on a lesser degree. But the lesser degree sometimes is indicative that now it's integrated. So the intimacy is sometimes the lack of intensity is a sign of integration. It's big enough to contain. And that's why, true to form, as he pointed out, you know, that's why there's another sugya in this week's parasha. Right? Sota. Reconciling the marriage. That after, you know, they have a problem, but they, through the, you know, the whole right, you know, they are reconciled. V'nixa, v'nizra, zara. That's the whole end of Parshas Naso, that we could say, al-derech hamlitza, we could say that even though it means to count the B'nai Gershon also, but Naso miloshin nesuin, right? Mamre Har Sinai was erusin. It was awesome, it was powerful, but it was overpowering. Where we go from there is nesuin, is Naso, is to go through everything, the sugyas in this week's parsha, which is all about internalizing the light of Torah. Because Mamre Har Sinai and its all awesomeness, because it was so awesome, it's too big to internalize. And during your Parshas Naso, it gives us, sets the tone of what the Avoda is ever since Mamre Har Sinai, to work on internalizing and integrating that great light and making it a part of us. I see over here that this shul keeps the minhag of Eretz Yisrael. You know, that you don't say Tachanun for the 7 days after Shavuos. So I know halachically it's because Shavuos is like still going on, because everyone who had to bring their Korban, you have to bring your Olas Riyah and all these things, yeah, right?
We just went one day.
What?
We just went one day.
Oh, you're kidding. Oh, but in Eretz Yisrael, where I live,
sure,
for the last 20 years. Okay. No, we in Eretz Yisrael, we do 7 days. No, because that be, and it's built on the halacha, tashlumen. You have 7 days because everyone brings in all. Everyone, when you come to Aliyah Regal, you come with korban. So you can't get, it's only 1 day chag. You can't do everyone's all asriya. You have 7 days, right? Right, lo yerupanai reikam. So everyone, there's all these korbanos, and they only have 1 day, so you have 7 days of tashlumen. So it's like the korbanos that in honor of Shavuos are still going on, so we don't say tachru, it's like an extension of Shavuos. We could fit it into the frog that we're saying, it's like the Sheva Brachas, the 7 days during which we parshnaso, the Sheva Brachas which we make at Nisuin, after the Chuppah, right, the 7 brachas we make on the Chuppah is the Shivas Yemei Mishteh, right, that where we go after Shavuos, the Inyan of parshnaso, the Inyan of the week after, is the Nisuin, which is the Inyan of integrating the Or of Matan Torah, making it a part of us.